If you've opened a newspaper, visited SF Gate, or turned on the TV news this week, you've probably noticed that you're seeing stories everywhere about homelessness in the Bay Area. There's a reason for that. Back in April, multiple media outlets agreed to devote a full day of attention to the fact that so many people are homeless in and around San Francisco. More than 70 media organizations are participating, and some media, like us here at KALW, have devoted the entire week to the issue. As part of that effort, KALW News decided to find out more about Street Spirit. Street Spirit was started in 1995. It's a newspaper sold by homeless vendors across the East Bay. Two decades into its run, it sells 20,000 copies of the paper every month, and they get to keep all the proceeds for themselves. The paper advocates on behalf of poor and homeless people, and a few of its writers are formerly homeless themselves. KALW's Mary Reese spent the day with a regular contributor to Street Spirit and brings us this story.
Mr. Cola, how are you, sir? Good. You hanging in there?
Despite the mild spring weather and his outgoing manner, Street Spirit reporter Dan McMullen has death on his mind. He's working on next month's article about what it would cost to claim the body or cremated remains of a homeless person from the morgue.
So I called yesterday to the county to find out, you know, what it would take for me to get a friend out. And the price is actually doubled now.
Doubled over the price of a few decades ago, when McMullen and his friends pooled together $400 and still did not have enough to take home the ashes of their deceased friend, Yumi.
What galls me is that there's people that are willing to do something with this person at whatever memorial they would like to have or whatever, and they would rather just put the person somewhere and say, no, you can't have them until you give us the money.
McMullen writes pieces for Street Spirit almost monthly, and he often drops by People's Park to hear the perspectives of his homeless friends. Today he finds his longtime buddies, Hate Man and Charles Goodwillie, in the shade at the east end of the park.
Hey, Charles. Hey, man, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
An article I'm doing this month is about people that have died on the streets and where they end up and where they don't end up.
You mean after they die?
Yeah.
So this is what happens to poor people after they die?
Yeah.
Now.
Good one, Danny.
The Coroner's Bureau says that unclaimed cremains are currently buried in a contract cemetery in Antioch. Goodwillie and Hate Man don't want to end up there, and they tell McMullen they're already making plans for what will happen to them after they die.
And this is what I'm trying to do, the advanced directives for,
for
health and mental health, but I also want to try to talk to my sister. I mean, like, what do you want me? Like, what should happen with me? I mean,
right. I'll write a will.
McMullen was homeless for about a decade. He lost his right leg in a motorcycle accident in 1984 and spent more than a year in San Diego hospitals. After discharge, he didn't get disability benefits. He landed in prison for 3 years and became homeless afterward.
It seems like almost everything that I've needed to know about helping and working with people has happened to me. I know how you can get railroaded and end up in prison. I know how you can get disabled and end up on the streets. You know, all these things seem to happen to me, and they've all been really good learning experiences.
He began reporting for the Berkeley Daily Planet until somebody from Street Spirit saw one of his articles and asked him to write one like it for them. McMullen now serves on the paper's editorial board. Writing for Street Spirit is a labor of love.
They give me a little bit of change, but not much. Just enough to say, hey, I'm a real writer. I actually got a dollar for this.
Because of his injuries, McMullen can't keep a full-time job.
So I have to find things that I can do that make me feel that I'm a contributing member of society. They don't pay well, but they make me feel better about who I am and what I'm about.
The next day, McMullen describes what it took to finally get disability benefits 8 years after the accident that cut off his right leg.
I went to the Social Security office, and I went and I I took a number, number one, and I went in there and I said, could you check and see what's going on with my case? And they looked, and then I went outside and I smoked a cigarette looking through the window, and I came in and took another number, number 14, and I went in and I go, could you check and see what's going on? And I did that all day that day and the next day and the next day after that.
After a week, the manager took him aside to talk.
He goes, you don't have no lay. He like looked under the table. He's like, couldn't believe what was going on. He goes, in your arm, and he goes, and you're going around on the crutches, and no one's giving, and you haven't got any benefits at all? I said, no, I have no medical care, nothing.
The manager signed him up for presumptive disability benefits right away, and McMullen got his first payment that day. 7 years later, in 1999, McMullen won a Section 8 voucher in the housing lottery.
When I first got out on the, off the streets, I started an organization called Disabled People Outside Project.
McMullen also sits on the Berkeley Welfare Commission. For him, reporting for Street Spirit is a way to give readers better information about what life is like for people on the street.
People want to say there's a lot of people are bad for being homeless. They're there because they do bad things. But that's not really the truth. I mean, most of the people I know that are homeless have had bad things happen to them, but they're not bad people or have done bad things.
McMullen is one of several regular contributors to Street Spirit. Editor Terry Messman likes to draw on many people's expertise.
We have activists, we have lawyers, we have homeless people cover the issues that they see around them.
Messman has been covering poverty and homelessness for the 21 years he's been editing, laying out, and publishing the paper. But the organizers of this week's wave of coverage on homelessness did not invite him or his paper to join in. Messman was reluctant to lend his voice to the effort, but he finally agreed to talk with me by phone.
This was launched because an editor of the Chronicle, which has been the most notoriously anti-homeless publication that I can think of, was personally offended by the sight of homeless people in the city. And I wonder why they weren't personally offended by the memorials we've had where more than 100 homeless people have died on the streets of San Francisco virtually every year. Where was the Chronicle's concern then? Maybe good things can happen out of bad motives. I don't know, but I don't trust it.
He's referring to an incident Chronicle executive editor Audrey Cooper has spoken about, where she saw two homeless people having sex in a tent on the street. She was on vacation when I called, so I spoke with reporter Kevin Fagan about Messman's criticism. Fagan's been covering homeless issues for the Chronicle for more than 20 years.
I've known Terry for many years, and I respect him. I think he overstates our position a bit in this case. I don't think we're insensitive.
Fagan says he feels he has a mandate to see homeless people's humanity, and that Cooper's idea of focused coverage reflects that.
I don't think Audrey sees anyone as just offensive. She's really interested in a compassionate, rational, and effective approach to ending homelessness. These are people in need, and as a society, we shouldn't have this type of pain going on in our streets.
On this, Fagan and Messman share common ground. Messman says homeless newspapers like his and Street Sheet in San Francisco are part of a long tradition of advocacy journalism. Thomas Paine's Common Sense, for example, and William Lloyd Garrison's anti-slavery newspaper, The Liberator.
What poverty is doing to this nation is an incredibly important untold story, and we're trying our little best to cover what we see right around us in the East Bay.
Messman says giving Street Spirit to homeless people to sell not only puts money in their pockets, it also breaks down the barriers to sharing those stories.
Every time someone buys Street Spirit, they're having a personal interaction with someone, and they're having to pay attention to that person.
Paying attention, seeing the humanity of the vulnerable people on our streets, and continuing the conversation even after the wave of news coverage may be the first steps towards creating real solutions. For Cross Currents, I'm Mary Reese in Berkeley.